Today on Wordful Day, I'm not going to talk to you about climate change, although our topic is sustainable food systems. Neither am I going to talk to you about the 842 million women, men, and children who go to bed hungry every night, appalling as this statistic is. Nor am I going to talk to you about the financial environment, although it has an important relationship to food security. You already know about the human suffering caused by poverty and hunger, and the role played by climate change and unstable economies. Today, what I want to talk to you about is not what is wrong, but about the steps we must take to set it right. I want to talk about three elements that are preconditions for sustainability. Three things that need to change, because without them, all our well-meant efforts will not be generating the lasting benefits that 842 million people need. The first thing that has to change is government policy. It is time for governments to go beyond words to action. Every country needs policies for inclusive growth to maximize its food production potential, and in many countries, that means supporting smallholder-led agriculture. Now, this includes policies that offer incentives for investment in agriculture and reduce the risks for farmers and private sector partners alike. Policies that encourage inclusive business models. Policies that facilitate the ability of small farmers to access finance and technology and to have the rights to water and to land. Fortunately, we are starting to see some progress with national policies being tailored to local needs. In Burundi, for example, working with our partners, we have been able to lobby for policy changes for smart agricultural fertilizer subsidies, increase the share of budget to agriculture from 3.6% in 2010 to 10% in 2012. Similarly, in Panama, we've worked with government to negotiate laws for indigenous people's land rights. So governments are ready to listen, but we have to work with them. There are also other encouraging developments with Ethiopia's agricultural transformation agenda, Tanzania's growth corridor, and of course in my own country, Nigeria, which has made agriculture a top priority for its transformation agenda. Now let's get on to the second element. Effective institutions. Because policies are only worth the paper they are written on if they are supported by strong institutions. We have seen the power of institutions to transform agriculture and economies in Brazil, where Embrapa, working jointly with other national and state-level institutions, has contributed to an enormous transformation in just 30 years. Today, Brazil is no longer a food importer. It has become one of the biggest producers and exporters of the world in the world. The third essential element for sustainable food systems is infrastructure, from production to processing plants, warehouses, roads, and ports. Today, more than one-third of the rural population of sub-Saharan Africa lives 5 hours from the nearest market town of 5,000 people, making transport and marketing costs too high. Across the continent, badly maintained roads appear to be the norm. Equally important are processing and storage facilities. As you all know, an estimated 20 to 40% of crop production is lost in sub-Saharan Africa because of deterioration after harvests. Post-harvest losses on this scale are scandalous, particularly on a continent where millions of people go hungry. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we know that smallholders can contribute to sustainable food systems if they have well-functioning infrastructure, supportive policies, and institutions. We have seen it in Brazil, in China, Malaysia, and Vietnam. On this World Food Day, Let us renew our commitment to a world without hunger. Let us work to support governments that are making the right policies, governments that are building effective institutions, and governments that are investing in infrastructure. But let us also call on every government to do its part. As I've said before, and I will say it again today, no amount of sunlight or rainfall will allow a plant to grow and flourish unless it is first fully rooted in its own soil. Growth and development are intrinsic processes, and they must first be nurtured and cultivated from within. Only then can external forces add value to the process. Thank you very much.